seeing the world. But I came to Indigenous Studies and, well, first of all, I was going to do it in anthropology, but there weren't any staff with expertise in Indigenous Studies. So my first meeting with my supervisor was so inspiring, and she was just so enthusiastic that it drew me in, and I can't express how much it drew me in and how important I've always found it to have really enthusiastic teachers. And I know it must sometimes be extremely hard to maintain levels of enthusiasm, but it's just, I can't describe how brilliant it is to have staff members that seem truly happy to be there to teach you and who love their subjects, or they appear to love their subjects. So that was one of the things that drew me in. As well, the staff, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, within the department were so welcoming. And I didn't have the background knowledge, but everyone was there to always, if I had any questions, everyone was there to help. So that was a big bonus and big support that I hadn't necessarily experienced in other departments. So it was important for me, being a non-Indigenous student, to be able to interact with both non-Indigenous and Indigenous teachers. Especially, I found the informal lessons that I had from weekly seminar sessions that the students were able to attend. So these were mainly for staff development, but we were so included in the whole Indigenous Studies department and team that we could go along to these, and they were Indigenous and non-Indigenous researchers from all other universities and institutes, and people not doing research in formal institutions who would come and talk about their experiences and research. And these informal learning opportunities that weren't assessed and we didn't have to write big essays on them were really important for the whole learning experience and understanding different ways of knowing the world and experiencing your everyday life that I wasn't previously aware of. But also having non-Indigenous staff members on the team enabled me to see a potential place for me within the developing discipline. So that was, or is, very important, as I am still very passionate about the evolving discipline, the new discipline, and hopefully can continue in that area. We had a very small class in honours with a mix of ages as well. There were only three of us and one Indigenous student who was actually doing her honours in human geography. And I function really well in small classes. I find bigger, 20, 30, very intimidating. So for me, and although probably the universities don't like small numbers, they like you to reach peak numbers, probably not the best message, but for me a small number was very good, because we were able to have interaction with each other, get to know each other really well, get good feedback from each other, help each other, suggesting readings, reading over each other's work, and so building close relationships and learning about other people's experiences. And I think it was in one of the first sessions this morning, I think it was Sue was talking about Indigenous students not always wanting to be seen as the teachers and the expertise within the class, and with who I developed a friendship with, the Indigenous girl, and I don't want to speak on behalf of her, and I don't speak on behalf of anyone except myself, but part of my understanding from her is why she chose to do human geography was because she wanted to be in a discipline that saw greater merit from her than being just an Indigenous student, wanted to see the complexity in her identity and not being relied on in just our class as a point of always deferring to her to have our opinions accepted or denied or argued. Another element that I can't at all diminish was when Indigenous people were talking about their experiences, the open emotion that was shown, so when we were talking or they were listening, how raw some emotion was and painful and distressing certain topics were, and how we could witness some of this emotion kind of flood out, and it really was shocking first up and brought back to us how distressing and painful topics are that we don't thought, you know, that's in the past, or but how often things that we talk about in the past but are very present in everyday lived experiences of other people. Although this was Indigenous studies and I was learning about Indigenous contexts and cultures and histories, what it really has helped me develop is critical thinking and being able to apply that to all other disciplines and all other elements of learning as I go along. So that's just been amazingly important that I don't think I would have got in another discipline, learning about other people's ways of knowing and challenging my own preconceptions and understandings in what had wholly been a Western academic arena that I had previously been engaged in. Done for now. Another thing was how amazingly flexible the lecturers and tutors were with their time being available pretty much always, and very quick feedback from lecturers and supervisors. That was really positive to help us keep developing always positive, critically constructive, and very impressive with how quick we always were. And one other thing was with the seminars we attended, it was often quite intimidating for us because these are high researchers, you know, long time academics, so we would sit in them and not understand everything but try and listen and take notes as best we could. But then we had the tute groups after with a non-Indigenous woman who we could then discuss these issues in a less threatening environment, which was very, very useful. That's about it.
Yeah,